Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
Detaching the ones who keep acting attached, it's a leech. I am no pastor, but actually preaching. Look up these lyrics and actually reach.
That was where it all began. Had to put in work every day, we got it in. We chased all our dreams and now they can't believe it. We make it look easy.
Welcome back to another episode of The Porch Podcast. You're currently locked in with your boy B Jones, aka Bolo. And you know when I'm pulling up to the porch, y'all. I can't pull up without my dog, Big Smitty, D-Nice, D-Nail, however you like it. It's what he bringing to you. How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, I'm so blessed. It's scary. We back. We both back at home, man. I thought you've been on the move. I've been on the move, man. We had to miss a couple weeks, but we back here, man, with the Porch family. And I wouldn't want to be any other place than right here, man. How you doing, brother?
Man, blessed, highly favored, man. 10 toes down. Can't come on the porch unless we say God is good. We wouldn't be out here without the man above, man. Took a small hiatus, but we back better than never, man. We appreciate y'all for listening in and get ready for a good one.
Yes, sir, man. We definitely got a great episode for y'all lined up. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe button, man. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, leave a comment, give us your thoughts on today's discussion. If you're listening in right now, leave a 5-star review. And make sure you tell a friend that this is The Porch. Before we move on, man, got to shout out our sponsors, Bet Online. Make sure you go to betonline.ag for all the sports gamblers right now. It's WNBA season. It's almost time for the NBA Finals. It's a lot going on, MLB, and so much more, man. Make sure you go to betonline.ag for all your sports gambling needs and use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to get your 50% plus welcome bonus. Bolo, I want to get straight to it. We ain't got time. This is going to be a straightforward episode. We on fire. And one topic that I saw online that I thought would generate a great discussion was cookouts. So I saw some online. I think Baller Alert posted this, and they kind of posed the question, is the art of cookouts dying out? We know in Black culture, man, growing up, man, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, just certain like staple holidays where we knew for a fact, we knew exactly where we was going to be at. We knew the family was going to pull up. We knew Uncle was going to be on the grill. We got the old school music playing. They got the fireworks. Cousins is walking outside to go smoke some weed real quick on the low. They coming back. They going on the walk. This is what it was going to be. Fast forward to today, I'm not seeing as many cookouts and barbecues as it was when we was growing up. They're real sporadic. You know, you might have one of the homies might do something. The families aren't really doing it as much as they do. And I'm going to go straight to my take. I think the reason is our generation, us, you and I, the millennials, we're a little lazy when it comes to cooking and coming in the kitchen, Bolo.
Fact, bro.
I think that's what it is. We don't feel like cooking like that. We don't feel like, even on everyday life in my household, 4 days, probably at least 4 days out the week, we probably grabbing some out, like just being real. When I say something out, I'm not saying like we full-blown like restaurant. It might be like Chipotle or something like cheap that I'm just going to grab and go and eat. And I just think that culture has kind of taken away from that family-oriented cookout barbecue of like everybody chipping in, you get the ribs, you bring in the chicken, you get the sides, and we really throw this thing down. We just not doing that no more, man. So that's my initial take, but I want to throw to you, Bolo. Like, what do you think about this whole cookout culture? Is it dying out?
Man, I agree 100%, man. I think Grandma not cooking no more. Grandma not putting the urgency to get cousin all them together underneath one roof.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we getting older. You know what I mean? Grandma and them dying off. Unc them dying off. So the newer generation got to get on the grill. Got to learn how to do it, right? For people to show up. But fuck all that. Brunches have killed cookouts.
What?
Brunches. I'm going to say brunches, right? Brunches. I'm going to say why. Every time it's a holiday up, every time it's something that's going on that will involve some cooking and some kicking it, instead of flipping it to a cookout, the new generation and also the millennials have flipped it into more of a brunch setting, bro. So they in the club, they popping bottles. Instead of doing your 1-2 step to before I let go in the backyard, you're doing the 1-2 step in the VIP of the club during brunch time. You know what I mean? So you got your brunch, you got your drinks, you got your people, you kicking in the VIP, whatever, whatever. And it has, you know, taken the place of being at home or being in folks in their backyard, kicking it and turning up. I'm not saying everybody has done it, but for the most part, in my opinion, a lot of clubbing, a lot of brunching has really stepped in for the cookouts.
That's a hell of a point, Bolo. Because you know, now that I'm thinking about it, brunch culture is huge right now.
Stupid now,
everywhere,
bro.
Really, especially certain spots like, you know, Texas, you know, New Orleans, even here in LA is grown.
Shout out to the city. Chicago be going stupid. I be seeing the snaps of them brunching all the time.
Going stupid, you know, in the shy?
They going dumb out there. It's ridiculous. So it's the culture. I think it's everywhere. In every millennial or Gen Z person you see, you know what I mean, that's transitioning, that's 21 and up, like, they looking for where the brunch spot at. Like, let's just keep it a buck. Like, I think I do appreciate brunches, though, just because you can get it in that time frame, right? Sometimes we don't want to always kick it when the sun go down. We want to make sure that we can, you know, do what we got to do, kick it, have a good time, have some time to, you know, get back home, go to sleep, kind of rest up.
And reset not, almost. It's like,
yeah, not have our clocks too, you know, too turned off. But I do think, though, that has really substituted itself and was like, you know what? You know, we ain't about to be in the backyard kicking it. You know what I'm saying? We might as well just go ahead and, you know what I mean? They got the food over there. They got the drinks over there. They got the music. You know what I mean? Get a couple of our friends. Like, let's just pull up to the brunch. You know what I'm saying? But ain't nothing like a backyard cookout, though.
I know. That's why I'm kind of, I feel like I'm on the fence right now, Bolo, because I love a brunch, man. A good brunch with the right people, man. You got the mimosas coming. You got the drinks coming, man. Good-ass food. And then when you done, you done. You ain't got to worry about cleaning up. You ain't worry about motherfuckers leaving your house at the right time.
Motherfuckers hogging, eating all your shit up, freeload.
Motherfuckers leaving out with 10 plates stacked up.
Yeah. No, so I get it. I get it. Like, you know what I mean? That on top of everybody getting old, you know what I mean? Baby girl and them was not in the kitchen when grandma and them was cooking what they was needing to be cooking.
They can't
Bro and them was not outside on the grill when Unc and them was out there on the grill throwing them slabs on the grill. You know what I'm saying? Half of y'all don't even know how to start a fire.
Damn.
I mean, that's just, I mean, I think we just rolling over into the new generation. And then it's just good timing, though. I appreciate whoever, we may have to Google that. That might be like in like the brunch, like scene, like who created that brunch environment. Like, I think it used to be called brunch, but, you know, black people take it and go ahead and flip it and make it there. So it's a great scene to be in, but I like two-stepping in the grass though sometime.
Yeah, man. I just think, you know, it's good. Let's have balance. It's good to go to brunch, but let's bring the cookouts back too, man. Learn how to cook. Ask your mom and them why you still can, if you still can. Like, hey, how do I fix this? How do I fix that? Like, let's really learn. Fellas, ask your uncle, your pops, whoever, how do you grill properly? Just so at least we got the tools to keep it alive. That's my main thing. I don't want to die out completely. So
that's the fact. And you said something, bro, that stuck out to me, bro. Vulnerable moment right here, bro. I think when we get older, bro, I think back in the day, right, our grandparents, some of our older aunts, maybe older uncles, like, we were really tied and connected to them in some way or capacity. Like, we had a real true relationship, you know, with those individuals, and they took pride in bringing everybody together under one roof. And I can't speak for everybody, because I know a lot of people are still blessed to kind of be in that same situation, but there are a lot of times where family just kind of somewhat just falls apart, bro. Like, all the time. Like, even my family, bro, some cousins, you know what I'm saying? Aunts, uncles, things like that. Like, you just, you know, once the leader of the pack, you know, the grandmother, you know what I'm saying? The matriarch, or, you know, that influence goes away, man. People start to do their own thing, and, you know, everybody kind of goes their own separate ways. So that has also killed the family gatherings, you know, because everybody can look back Everybody just close your eyes for a minute. You remember back in the day, Christmas, everybody at grandma's house, everybody opening presents, everybody eating food. 4th of July, everybody popping firecrackers in the alley, everybody kicking it, everybody having good food, everybody laughing, dancing, you kicking it with your cousins. Yeah. You know what I mean? Daddy, mom, and them kicking it with their siblings. They playing cards, music playing, drinks everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You got the icies out, like hot flamings. You chasing the ice cream truck. Like, it's a very nostalgic feeling growing up because a lot of the stuff you was doing was with your fam. Yeah. But you look at stuff now, man, times has just changed, man. And we are the older group now that's supposed to be keeping that stuff together. And I think we've let a lot of that stuff kind of fall by the wayside, man. And, you know, we just got to get back to it.
We gotta figure it out, bro. We might have start like a little committee, like a little. I don't know how we could turn it into a business, but like, start it to where like we pick different leaders in different major cities, and we make sure we do like yearly, not yearly, but like cookouts at certain dates where we do it at like somebody in Chicago, somebody in that, somebody in LA, somebody in New York, and we are the leaders of the committee to make sure that we keeping this thing going. We gotta figure it out somehow, man, because I can't let it die out. You got me having flashbacks. I'm thinking about moments and just, you know, memories I had in the backyard, grandma's house, man. This vibe and old school music, man. We need that. It's up to us to keep it alive, man.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
So,
facts.
Moving on, man, to another major topic, though, man. This is a hot topic, and this is one to kind of, you know, touch the heart a little bit, man, for all the fellas. So, it's a Nigerian footballer, you know, soccer player, has some bad news, Bolo. He found out that his three kids, who he's been raising, I think they're, I don't know their exact ages, but when I saw the picture, like, they're not infants. They're walking around or moving, like they know what they're doing. Like, they're gonna remember. They're old enough to remember this, to remember the time frame and what's going on. He finds out that his three kids who he's been raising are not his. My God. Not his biological. He's not the biological father of three children. He just found out recently. And, man, this story's been all over social media. He deleted all of his pictures of his wife and his children on Instagram. He's got the whole entire, you know, social media world in shambles right now, especially the fellas who are in relationships, because you can just only imagine the feeling you would have as a man who you obviously, like, to this point, you thought these were your actual kids. You built a strong relationship with them. You love these kids. You invested money, time, effort into these kids, just to find out that your wife was sneaking around with every single one of them, though. That's the crazy thing. Like, all right, you slip up one time, whatever. Maybe you can forgive that. Maybe you got three kids and they're not triplets, Bolo. These are three separate times.
They look a little older too. I ain't get the ages, but they look a little older.
They look older. That's what I'm saying. Three separate kids, three separate times you got pregnant by somebody else. That's not a mistake, Bolo. That's a decision, and it's sick,
bro. That's so intense, bro. Like, I feel for that brother, man. And I can't even fathom how he probably feels right now. Like, probably the closest thing to death, you know what I'm saying, as far as what he's feeling like. Because, like I said, when I seen the pictures, the kids look a little old. Like, you was in daddy mode. Like, some of these kids look like they are in school. Like, and it's not like they 2-3 years old. Like, these are grown kids who know who you are, understand you, and you know them, and you understand them. And you think that y'all got the same blood, so it's always going to hit different. Like, you're going to take a bullet for that person because you thought that person came out of your sack. You know what I'm saying? It hits different. So for him to delete all that information, like the wife and the kids, like, I agree with him. Like, fuck the wife. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A bitch going to be a bitch. A hoe going to be a hoe. Ain't no way around it. Hey, ain't no way. Hey, I don't even know what that song was, but you bogus. You bogus. Right. We gonna deal with you later.
Right.
But it, just for him being a father and having these kids that are older that he's attached to, you know, now coming to the idea of these kids aren't really mine, but they're mine now. Like, so now he has to really make a decision. Like, damn, of course I'm not going to be with the mom anymore, you know, or is he? But I mean, you know, obviously, you right. know, he's not going to be with the mom, but it's like, is he going to have any part with the kids? Because he's already built a relationship with the kids. So it's not their fault, technically.
Right. I mean, but here's the other side of the coin that we ain't even thinking about. I wonder, does the actual baby daddy, does he know that these are his kids? Because maybe he probably didn't know off the back either. Because you slept with Shorty, I mean, that's my kids. He probably told everybody, no, these are my kids. Reason being, this is a soccer player. He's probably rich. I didn't look up his money, but I know they made good money over there, especially in soccer. So she's probably rich. You're going to go with the more wealthier man. You know what I'm saying? Again, these are my assumptions. I don't know who the baby daddy or who the actual dude is, but
I seen he was a pastor.
You lying.
I promise you, bro. I read something that said it was a pastor.
Man, look it up real quick. Why you chilling? If it's a pastor, because I did see a pastor story, but it's a separate story that I saw. But let me know if you find it, because regardless, man, if that woman lying, didn't y'all. Tell the actual baby father and just been lying to everybody, she's even worse than we think. Like, it's even like, damn, like it's just bad on all levels right now, man. And if it was me, I'm damn sure leaving a woman. I would probably at least initially still be in the kid's life, but I would kind of slowly remove myself, I think, out of the picture, Bolo. For me,
big man probably looked like he all about 12 years old.
Yeah.
Other ones look like they twins damn near, I would say. Maybe one's a little older than the other one, but they got to be probably like 7 or 8 years old.
You know what I mean?
So you got a 12-year-old, ideally, I think, based upon his size, and a seven, eight-year-olds, man. So for 12 years, man, I've been walking around this earth thinking I have, you know, a son, you know, that's 12 years old that, oh, he probably looking like me, or I'm just creating these different types of, you know, ideas in my mind because I know this is my kid. So of course he's going to have some type of features of mine.
Right.
So they saying, hey, like, you know, he do remind me, look at him, look at that nose, boy, looking just like your daddy, boy. Cap.
People always say that though. Cap. And they don't really be looking like their daddy. They just kind of say that.
Why do people be doing that? Especially black good. People, bro. Black people be on some silly shit. Look at that. Y'all look just alike. Y'all could be twins.
I've been looking at that baby. Like, I don't look nothing like that. Nothing
like. That's how me and my kids, like, so my oldest son, he looked just like his mom. Like, I ain't gonna cap, like, smile, just everything, like, just kind of demeanor in certain areas. And bro, every time we go out in public, if it's just me and him, we the same skin complexion. So, of course, I'm like, oh, y'all are just alike. Look at y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, no, just keep it moving. Like,
right. No, fuck,
we
don't.
I be lying like a motherfucker. I'm like, we get that a lot.
Basically. I think black folks, man, I think, like, we just grow up hearing, like, our moms and aunties and stuff, like, say certain sayings and our fathers, and it just, like, gets in our subconscious brain, and we just keep it rolling. Like,
I can see it.
No matter what side of town you at, we all just say the same shit.
Do the same shit. Going.
Like, it's damn near crazy.
Do the same shit. I'm just thinking in my head, too, you know what I'm saying, about this Nigerian guy. Like, what if it's just women have it. It's kind of hard for a woman because it's like you're the one actually having a baby. So, you know, these kids are your kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But like if a man was in this type of situation, man, like I think it wouldn't be as it sound wild me saying this, y'all, but it wouldn't be as bad.
Ooh,
the only reason why I say that is because she had the babies. Like she was carrying the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So she was attached to the kids. Like, I think a mother's love with their actual child hits a little bit different because you're the one actually kind of going through the phases of
the process, the connection, breastfeeding. Yes, the
breastfeeding. So you would think, you know, you probably want the best scenario for your actual child. You know what I'm saying? You would think, like, that scenario, how it played out now, like, you would want to, you know, like a woman's intuition knows that at some point the truth is going to come out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You to know this and play this out in your head, like, why didn't you think it was smart to let this lie go on for 12 years? But the killer part, though, Before we move on, the killer part about this situation, bro, is there's three kids. So that means you didn't have sex with this person one time. You was fucking this man. Like, you was fucking on fucking on fucking on fucking on fucking, like, boom, boom, boom. Like, especially if I would probably be more satisfied if all three kids had different baby daddies.
Right, because it's like, all right, like, you fucked up three times. Like, you just fucking around. You ain't even no connection. Like, they all got the same daddy, I think, which means you probably, you in a full-blown affair.
You was in a 12-year relationship.
Right, like, point, you actually, you know, like them. Like, you two relationships. Like, that shit crazy.
From the start of your oldest son, it could have been going on for longer than that, but just for the sake of facts, like, you've been literally with this person for 12 years on.
That's fucking crazy.
So, buddy spent the block. He's like, oh, you was pregnant for a couple years? Oh, I'm going to let you breathe a little bit. Oh, you back now? That pussy good. Now, let me go ahead and spend the block on it. Pow! Got her ass. Now, I need to figure out the two younger kids, though, bro. If the two younger kids are the same age, because if one of them a year apart, he a bad motherfucker.
He's a bad boy, Bolo. Like,
oh, you pregnant? Oh, I'm going to give you about a year. Ooh, that pussy's straight. There's another one. You know what I mean? Then she probably at the point now, I'm like, baby, we pregnant again. I'm going to go get my tubes tied. She probably got her tubes tied. She probably done. And buddy still. Bow, 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 bow.
He was smacking that thing like John Witherspoon, you know, he's doing Friday, man. So we going to see, man. I need more information, though, brother, to see.
Got to get some timeline,
the ages, all that really matters when you go into this whole situation, man.
But we going to pray for that brother, though, man. Because for me, when I think about a guy's feelings, you know, I think women naturally, you know, are more emotionally intelligent. You know, they're more in tune into their emotions and how they feel. So guys really, we figure out, but we usually figure out through trauma, right? Something has to happen for us to really understand our emotions. So for this guy, it happened in the worst way. Yeah. You know what I mean? And they always say, like, shit, if a guy cheat, it's like, damn, the woman to be mad, maybe forgive, whatever. But if a man catch the woman cheating, oh my God, man, it's like throwing three knives in your chest.
It's so much.
Boy, you be hurt. Your feelings be hurt, boy. You be weak.
Pride, it's ego. It's
everything. So he getting it full force.
And then it's public news too, so the world know.
Let me bring you down to earth if you wasn't.
But let me ask you this. This topic just came to my mind. It wasn't even part of the rundown. Do you feel like today's women respect men still? I know that sounds crazy,
boy,
bro.
Getting spicy, what?
I don't know women today respect men, bro, on different levels, man. You see all these videos of so many topics that we've discussed on this show about.
That's a loaded question.
If he don't make at least $250,000, then he don't talk to me. Oh, he took me to Cheesecake Factory. Oh, this dude ain't nothing. Look, recording him. Oh, he ain't open my door. Look at this scrub. Look at this broke boy. Look at this. Look at that. You ain't paying for all my friends when we go out to eat. What's wrong with you? Now you see this. Three kids ain't yours. You cheating on the dude. It's like these today's women. It's like they damn near trying to find the highest bidder. Damn near, like, whoever's the dude with the most money, with the most clout, that's who they gonna go to. And they could be in a great relationship right now with a great man who's taking care of business, got a job, to doing all the things that you're supposed to do, check off all the boxes. But if buddy come around the corner and he got $100,000 more than the dude you with, it's a wrap. It's curtains. It's like, I don't know, man. I feel like women I don't know if they respect men today, bro. The times have changed, man.
This is a very tough and sensitive conversation. For the fact that, like, when we mean women, like, we're not speaking to every woman. Of course. But there are a lot of scenarios where I feel like women do see things more on a materialistic standpoint than more of a, like, hey, this is who he is. This is what he's doing. This is what he has the potential to be, or this is what he's capable of. I feel like less women are thinking like that nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And women are more so of, like, in the position of, like, what have you done for me lately?
What can you do for me?
And what can you do for me?
And usually from a financial standpoint.
Yeah, exactly. So it is tough, and it makes it hard on me. And I hate having this conversation without a woman. But I think the true, honest answer is, in a lot of scenarios, yes. You look at social media, you see the finesses out here. You see the rappers. You see the football players. You see, you know, all of those people. I don't think women know that those people only make up probably 0.5% of the population, right?
Talk about it.
So when they see all of those people, obviously we black, right? So when we scrolling and stuff, we gonna see a lot of that, right? Yep. But the world is big, you know. It's so much more to the world than the shit that, you know, we see on Instagram. And I just feel like a lot of people just get caught up on that materialistic shit, and then they create a standard based upon that 0.5%. And then now they in a situation of like making guys like me and you are the person who is pretty much the norm. That's the majority, right? Yep. It makes it harder on them. Even if they get into a bag, it may not look like that just because he's not riding a, you know, a Ferrari truck. You know what I mean? And got $20,000 worth of chains on. Don't mean this brother ain't got, you know what I'm saying, $100,000 in the bank. You know what I mean? A couple properties, you know what I'm saying? Right. A couple businesses in other places and things like that. But I think it's more of the glitz and the glamour. And it's more of like, give me now. You know what I'm saying? Before, you know, we even take it to this point, man. So.
I think too many women today have unrealistic expectations on what a man is supposed to do, make, and be to them in a relationship based upon the false realities of social media. They see all this fake stuff on social media, or to your point, they see that the five percenters online, the football players, the NBA players, the, the that small percentage of us, you know, who are millionaires and have doing phenomenal, excuse me. They see that, and then that's the expectation, or they believe that they can actually get them now. You know what I mean? Growing up, like, the stars were real stars. They were separate from the everyday folks. But now, because of social media, we feel like everybody's accessible. And I think a lot of women today too, and some of these women I've had conversations with, or people have told me stories, stuff like that. These women be thinking that they can obtain these celebrities and these rich folks, and they could slide in their DMs now, and they might have a chance of actually getting the ball player who's making $10 million a year, and they don't have to settle for the everyday person. And I just think that these unrealistic expectations, man, are causing issues in relationships, and it's leading to a lot of the I think singleness that's going on. I mean, I talked to like some of my single homies, and they're like, man, it's tough out here in the dating world, man. Like, these women is tough, and it just that and the third. It's like, I just don't get. I'm glad you and I, we not in these streets, and we found our person kind of younger, where we can just like be out of it and be good with it. Because I feel like if I was single right now, it would just be tough to just to know what's what, to know what's real, to know if you're being used, but like, it just, I feel and, for my brothers right now.
And bro, I think that's what leads to, you know, the divorce rate, man, being the way it is too. Like, I think people also get married with the false reality and the false perception of what a marriage should be as well. And like, a lot of the times too, like you mentioned, like how a lot of women sometimes want to go after something that's already there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think the art of like actually creating something and building on it to be what it is has withered away. It's more of like, hey, you're already there, so just kind of pick me up and bring me there with you. You know what I'm saying? So that kind of kills the, you know, hey, if we hit some adversity, how would you respond type of situation? Right. So when people get married, right, bringing it full circle, when people get married and they first hit some adversity or some hardship, the first thing they're going to do is bounce, because it was nothing that they experienced before. It's nothing that they seen before, because somebody was probably already somewhere where they were brought up. But if you, come on, man, now, come on. If you together, right? You know what I'm saying? You working through situations and you growing together. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no matter if that person's making more or not, but if you growing together and doing it together, though, it hits different, though. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes 100%. Women want to, you know what I'm saying, meet you at home plate when they ain't even hit the ball at the plate yet.
Come on now. And that's too, man. Like, we was talking about something the other day at work. I can't remember what the exact conversation was, but like, it was talking about like the responsibilities of a man. You know, I think the conversation was like, it was like, at what date number should a man be comfortable with the girl he's dating paying for the meal? Dating, not marriage, dating. So like, you know, you talking to shorty, you know, and some people was like, never. You the man, you should always pay for every single meal, every single time. Never with a woman.
Now there was men in there saying that they would pay all the time too.
Yeah, you know no,
I get that. I get that.
That's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the men were saying that, and that's cool. I'm not against that. And there was some men saying, well, like after like the, you know, the fifth, sixth, seventh time. Like, if she just really wants to do it to look out because you've been taking care of her, okay, that's cool too. I don't have a dog in the fight. Either way, I understand both sides. But the reason why I bring that up is, and I brought this up before, men's value, especially today, excuse me, is largely connected to their finances and bringing home the bacon and what they're paying for and, you know, taking care of the household. And I get all that. Like, that's our responsibility. At least that's how a lot of us were raised to do and raised to be. But then my question is, like, if that's the case, then what is the role of today's woman in their relationship? Because women also today, they don't like when you say, okay, can you take care of the house and watch the kids? And when you say that, you coming off as like a sexist, or you come off as like, oh, like, this ain't 1960 where I gotta just stay at home, walk around barefoot, pregnant, and do it. I get that too. I hear you. I'm not saying you that. But I'm saying, like, it sounds like at times the man is supposed to do damn near everything. And the woman can just, like, do, like, shop, chills, save up all their money because they ain't got to spend no bills or nothing because, again, the man's paying for everything. But women are working today. It's not like old school where, like, the man worked, the woman stayed at home. So, you know, it's different. Women be making bread now. But even though women's making bread, the man is still expected to pay all the bills. So it's like, what is, like, I'm just confused on today's mindset of today's women sometimes. It's a lot of contradictions when I'm listening to them and I'm in certain conversations of what the expectations are, what they want. And like you said, it's tough not having a woman on here to, like, really get their point of view. But it's just, I got a lot of questions, bro. That's it. It's a lot of questions, brother.
Yeah, bro. It's, I was looking at something, man. My brain was just like, just kind of going off, bro, because it's wild when you think about, like, Black TV, right? Follow me, right? Black TV, you think about kind of like the families and stuff of, like, you think about Everybody Hates Chris, right? Yep. Julius, you know what I mean? Went to work every day. You know, they were kind of struggling, but he was bringing in ends meet and stuff like that. So they always paint the image, right? You think about James in Good Times, right? He, you know, always went to work, came home. You know, the mom is always at home cooking, cleaning, whatever, right? So I do think there was a situation where, since the beginning of the time, like, the goal was always for men to provide, bring in ends meet. So much hasn't changed from a man's perspective, right?
Right.
But I think where the separation ended was when a woman was like, okay, I have the ability to make money, even though I'm not making money, right? Not to say this is taking away the women. Like, obviously, I know a lot of women are making money. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're doing their thing. They're independent, whatever, right? But I think what had happened was somewhere down the line, right, where women knew that they can make more, or they can have more of a push towards things. They just decided to, hey, I'm a woman. All right. So I ain't got to do nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that has been the move. So obviously, women, that's the mother earth. That's the queen of all queens. Right. So whatever you say, I will abide by and listen to. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the play has been. You know what I'm saying? When, as soon as obviously, I want women having voices is the most important thing, I think, ever, right?
Yeah, of course.
Not taking away from that. I just want to make sure I make that clear. But when they started to talk their shit, though, we started to listen.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if it's something where we need to, you know, fill that void in your role, and then we can do that. I don't want to do that. I shouldn't be do that, but I can. Because you're the woman, right?
Right.
You can make money too, but since you're not, but you have the capability to do that, because you're the woman, you're the mother earth.
Yep.
Everything revolves around you. Because this is me showing you respect. This is me treating you like a queen. You know what I'm saying? Because think about it, bro. When we treat women like a queen, right? We cooking for them. We gonna clean for them. You know, we're not even talking about the money thing, bro. Like, the money thing is gonna be there. We know what we can provide on that side, but extra though. You know what I'm saying?
Cook, rubbing their feet, rubbing their back, you know, just emotional support, just sitting there, you know, just the look.
And I think that's perfect. I think it's about being equally yoked, and I think it's about being able to provide and help and do that same stuff. But if the roles were reversed, though, if I wasn't making the money, right, would you be rubbing my feet? Would you be cooking my meals? Would you be really doing that if I wasn't making the money? That's all I'm saying.
I dropped the mic right there because you make a good point. It's like, if you ain't doing what you quote unquote supposed to be doing per se. Supposed is a weird word, but you know what I mean. Like, if you're not doing your part, like, I hear, like, we both gotta do our part, basically. What you saying?
You gotta do our part, bro. Cause like, think about not my wife and kids. Think about Everybody Hate Chris, bro.
Yeah.
Julius, right? Let's just say Julius just stopped working, bro. And Julius turned into, you know, more of the stay-at-home dad.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, come on. Like, is he gonna still have the power and still have who he is if he was just a stay-at-home dad who work? The show was all about him providing and making sure people save money and everything. So if he didn't have that, well, I mean, the world is telling us. It's like,
it's what it is, right? It's what it is. But like you said, it's just an interesting conversation because the dynamics, again, it's twofold. Extremely happy and excited for women to make their own money, have their power. It's very needed. It's necessary. It's a shame that they didn't have for so long. Beautiful thing. The effect of it right now, though, is the fact, in my opinion, is that since they do make shit damn near just as much or more than men sometimes, and they're working just as much, whatever, because they're also bringing home the bacon, so to speak,
It cancels out the other part.
Because it's like now I think a lot of women feel like, I don't need you, nigga. You hear that a lot. I don't need you. I make my own bread. So now it's like, damn. Now they feel like, shit, I'm in work all day too. Why the hell? Why you go cook, dude? Why I gotta go cook? Or why I gotta go do this? Why? It's almost like it's two masculine energies, damn near, in my opinion, like butting heads sometimes. So I don't know a solution for it. I don't know. Again, you just gotta find, I guess, what works for you. Find that balance that works for you, I guess, is the only answer, because it's just an interesting dynamic right now that's going on. So
it is, man. So I'm gonna pray for my single men, my single women, because I think everybody is just, you know, we just trying to figure it out again, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I think people trying to learn each other, and people are afraid of, you know, being too vulnerable with the wrong person. You know what I mean? A lot of values are different with people now too. Usually used to be like, you like this? Oh, okay, cool. I like that. You don't like this? Okay, I don't like that. Now it's like values. Like, hey, how do you feel about XYZ? Well, I think this, oh, damn, we got two whole different views of life, right? So it's a whole nother variable that's thrown into it too. So, yeah, man. So I'm glad I'm at where I'm at.
Me too, brother. Me too.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Man, so switching gears a little bit, man, going to more of a sports topic, man. We got Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. We know that big fight is coming up soon, man. I don't know if you guys saw. I know the other day Mike Tyson had a little bit of a health scare. I think they had to, like, he was at LAX actually out here in LA, and they had to, I think, take him off the plane. I think he had an issue with like his ulcer or something was flaring up. So nothing too crazy, nothing too serious, but serious enough to where they had to get him off there. You know, it kind of has some people on social media a little concerned about, you know, a damn near 60-year-old getting there to box. We know who Mike Tyson is in his prime when he's young and he's healthy, but he's nowhere near that right now. So it's kind of been some mixed emotions on the fight. But kind of the bigger conversation with this is, like, is Father Time undefeated, man? Like, do you feel like, Bolo, that this fight between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson is just a money play? Like, they're doing it strictly for money? Or do you think they're actually taking it serious?
Like, I appreciate the competitiveness by Mike Tyson. I mean, we know how, you know, crazy, kind of strong, like just how much of a badass he is, you know what I'm saying? But I just think Father Time is undefeated to the point of, like, you'll get to a point where it's certain sports where you just won't be able to compete at a high level like you think you can. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think all the old heads, I think this will probably be one of the most watched fights, because you're going to bring all these generations back because they want to see what Tyson going to do. Like, they see him training, they see him moving and grooving, whatever. But, like, at the end of the day, Jake Paul has some skill. like whether you like it or not. And then you tack on him being 30 years younger is a whole different ball game. So right. y'all going to put this man in a situation to where he going to get his ass knocked out. You know what I'm saying? I think Mike Tyson, you know what I mean? He a dog, but he not that 19-year-old dog that was knocking people out in the first 10 seconds of the fight. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be an endurance type of thing. Was Jake Paul, right? Jake Paul, he's not no shrimp. He's not no little dude.
Right. He been fighting and training for a little minute now. Like I mean
he got muscle, so it's gonna be a heavyweight fight. And if you guys seen what a regular heavyweight fight looks like, I mean it's an exhausting thing to watch. You know what I mean? Because they just throwing blows. So let's just hope the 57-year-old makes it out. You know what I mean? So
yeah, that's where I'm at, man. I don't know. I'm not wishing. I don't want to put nothing in the air. I just don't want to see nothing with Mike going out bad. Like, going, you know what I'm saying? I don't want no bad. Yeah. Even the concept of him getting knocked down by Jake Paul. I just understand the type of, you know, clout that's going to add to Jake Paul's name and how it's going to kind of disrespect Mike almost, in my opinion, his right. legacy and what he's done for the actual sport. You know Jake going, man, if he knock out Mike Tyson, bro, we ain't gonna hear the end of it. That's yeah, all he's going to be talking about. Man, he's going to be using that shit to, like, leverage, you know, other big time fight. And shout out to him for making his money. I ain't just making his money.
Master marketer.
But from a boxing fan, a pure boxing standpoint, it's like, damn, bro. It's like, I can't take you that serious. All he gonna do is he gonna beat Mike and then try to call out Canelo again and try to make it seem like he can really compete with one of the real, real, real deal fighters.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah, ain't the same. But you know what? At some point, one of these boxers probably gonna dinner, but you know what? The money look good. I'm gonna just do it. And I'm almost at a point now. At first, I was like, hell no, I don't do that. Don't even give him the time or day to do it. But damn near, I'm getting to a point, if he ends up, like, hurting Mike Tyson, I almost want it to happen to where a real deal, current, like, legit boxer says, fuck it, I'm going to go out here and beat Jake Paul's ass for us. For the real purists, the real
But Jake Paul ain't going to let that ride, though. He gonna always choose his matchups where he think he got a chance, though.
But he also likes to be like the storyline. And like, for example, if it won't happen, but like if Terrence Crawford, and they're different weight class, but I'm just using his name. But a Terrence Crawford started to really call him out and was really like legit serious and was like, and the money was there. I think Jake Paul would do it for the money and for the clout and how big it would be. Like, cause he likes to do big shit. He likes to be the face. Like,
then it's always a win-win, because if he get knocked out by a nigga who can fight, it's like, okay, I got knocked out by a nigga who can fight. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it makes sense, though. But I feel like he ain't really, you know, if he get knocked out by Tyson, it's like he don't really gain nothing from that, though.
He don't, man. Tyson,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I get Tyson was Tyson, but, man, like I said, everybody get old, man. So...
I don't know, my brother. I don't know. It's definitely, we'll see. We'll see, man.
Money play.
Money play for sure. That's to answer the question, it's a money play. Let's keep it all the way funky. I don't know if you saw this video. I sent you a video. Switching gears here. I saw a video the other day, man. It was a clip. It was two white women. They was on a podcast or something having a discussion about,
yeah, I remember that.
Like how they shower, how they wash up. And they were asking each other like if they use washcloths. I'm gonna show the clip here for all the fans to see it.
Use a washcloth?
No,
me either.
I think disgusting.
Am I scrubbing my body with a washcloth?
Yeah,
absolutely not.
I know. I think we're
that
think
is
we're
like in, a UTI I, waiting.
I
to
think
happen.
We're in the minority. I really do.
No, I think we are.
People use washcloths?
I think so.
Like for their body.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, what are you washing your butt with?
My hand.
I mean, like, what?
I'm crying.
Would never do that. No, I'd burn the water.
They were basically saying that they don't use washcloths, and they were making it seem like people who do use washcloths are crazy and disgusting, and they were breaking down how nasty it is for people to actually use a towel to scrub their body and wash their bodies and clean their body. So I don't know if they just go out there and shower with their hands and they let the water just run down their body and that's how they do it. I don't know if they just represent all white women or they just talking about them two, you know, in particular. I don't know, but that shit sounded nasty to me.
Bro, you know what's crazy, bro? I know some people who use just bars, bro, just like soap bars. know what I'm saying?
But how do you wash your ass like that?
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's why I'm always gonna have a rag.
The body, okay, I can see that maybe, but how you wash your ass?
I feel like you need a rag to scrub the dirt. Like, especially, man, you wanna scrub your balls, boom, boom, your underarmpits. Like, you wanna scrub, especially like you use deodorant. Sometimes you wanna just scrub that old deodorant out. Like, certain things, bro, you wanna get in between your ears and everything, get in the back of your ears. Like, it's certain stuff you really gotta scrub for your body. And I feel like you can use the soap just to lather at the end. Like, you know what I'm saying? Once you do that, you just lather at the end, you wash it off, you cool. But I don't think you're really getting clean if you're just throwing soap on your, just over your body. Like, of course, water's hitting it, but at the same time, bro, like, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder what they do if, like, it's something, like, on them. Like, what if they had, like, an ink pen or something, like, kind of stuck where they had to, like, kind of, like, use some elbow grease?
They fight for around, like lick their hand and, like, try to just, like...
Yeah, bro, that shit is
I don't wild. Know. I don't understand. I would call, like, I used to call that a football shower. Like,
yeah, like, quick little, just so you ain't stinking. Like, it's just kind of get you
just
to the
crib. Just to make it home damn near.
Yeah,
to take
like,
the
niggas,
real shower.
Niggas about to go to, what's the one, what we used to call the food spot?
The village?
Training table. We used training to go to table, training table, yeah, training you know table, what I'm saying? Yeah. You eat, I mean, you take a shower, she get your training table so you ain't stinking and shit. At the training table, you know what I'm saying? And then you eat, boom, boom. Later that night, take a shower. You good. Ready for class tomorrow.
I think black folk, I think we just different. We real clean, bro. That's one thing about our people and our culture. When it comes to that type of stuff, man, we washing our hands throughout the day. We scrubbing real good in the shower. We washing everything, too, in the shower. Thighs, legs, calf, feet, in between the toes, the fingers. We hitting, like, that's just how we was, like, raised, I think. And I don't know if every culture... was raised at, bro. I was in the airport the other day. Airport is one of the nastiest places in America, by the way.
1,000%.
And like, I go to take a piss, whatever. I think they had like a layover. Well, you know, I go to the sink, wash my hands, and I saw so many people, bro, just not wash their hands. I saw a dude come out the stall and just walked out. I said, this ain't the nastiest shit I done seen.
I don't understand it, bro. And I just hate when my little ones be just, you know, unknowingly just kind of walking.
They don't count. They kids.
I know, but I be like, don't touch that. Oh, yeah. When I go to the bathroom with my kids, I literally just hold them, bro.
Oh, you like, mean, oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, because they just, bro, motherfuckers is just nasty, bro.
Hey, it's the nastiest place in the world, bro. I just don't understand. What can go through your mind? You just took a shit, bro. I know you didn't put a toilet down on the seat. You just sat down on that toilet seat.
That's nasty.
Did your thing. Flush toilet came out and just went straight out. Like nothing went through your brain to walk over to the sink to
wash your hands.
It takes a minute, maybe even that.
Boo-boo follicles.
You so lazy that you rather, what you call it, boo-boo follicles?
Boo-boo follicles all on that shit.
Boo-boo follicles all on your hands, all like in your aura, you stink, and you just went straight out. And you about to go eat too. I know you about to eat next.
Nasty.
Or shake somebody's hand. That's what I'm saying. You can't even shake hands no more. Nasty. You better get my head now or something, bro. So I don't get it, man. But Bolo, man, I want to end the show like this, man. I want to end it with something kind of fun. I'm putting you on the spot here too. So I want us collectively, me, you and I, to come up with our top five weird things about a woman that we or as men that we've spoken to find attractive. So five total. Like
that's dangerous, bro. You're gonna get me shot by my wife, gonna fucking shoot me in my fucking head. Bro, this is like a trick question, bro. Like I gotta describe her, bro. I can't name anything else that doesn't describe her. She's gonna listen to this and then she's gonna fucking hit me over the head with a pot. I'm just keeping it in the buck. Y'all feel me out there. Like, this is insane, bro. Like, I
tried to get him, poor fam. I tried to get it. Hey, I tried to end on a bang. He said, I'm going to get shot in my head. And he was so serious. No laughing or nothing.
I'm looking at it like, man, if I name anything that does not describe her, oh, man.
Hey, I was going to be like, short.
No, for real.
Chocolate.
Short, you know what I mean? Fair-skinned, you know what I mean?
From Detroit.
Hey, man.
Well, I was going to be like, but the ball stay.
You know what I'm saying? You
got
know.
Two kids.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm dead, man. But nah, we ain't going to do that, man. But Bolo, man, it's good to be back on the porch, man. Another great episode. I hope all the fans, man, I hope y'all enjoyed yourself. Make sure y'all subscribe. We'll be back again here next week, man. We got some big guests lined up, too. So make sure y'all stay tuned for some of these future episodes. Subscribe and just let your friends know, man, that this is The Porch. Bolo, man, any closing words, man, for the people, man? I know they want to hear something.
Man, peace, blessings, and love, man. You know, we back, man. The train is rolling. So get on it or get rolled over, man. You know how to follow us, man. The Porch Podcast _ is where we'll find where you'll find us. We are on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify. Why would I lie? Show us love, man. We understand that, you know, obviously the days are long, but the years are short. So just make sure that the best you
is the best you. And we out. Peace.
Detaching the ones who keep acting attached, it's a leech. I am no pastor, but actually preaching. Look up these letters and actually reach. That was where it all began. Had to put in work every day, we got it in. We chased all our dreams and now they can't believe it. We make it look easy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.